Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the summer concert series of the Burlington Municipal Band. I will start off tonight by saluting our friends at Two Rivers Bank and Trust. They have underwritten the concert for tonight, and underwriting is probably the highest form of praise for this group, and it provides actually the funding for an entire concert, and that is our thanks today to Two Rivers Bank and Trust. And our concerts tonight, of course, are being broadcast on KBUR. Tonight and next week, concerts will be broadcast following Cardinal baseball. For those of you that aren't Cardinal fans, okay. But it'll be following Cardinal baseball. Any concerts that run too late or whatever are going to be basically are unable to be heard. We will be doing a special at the end of the season with any of those concerts. But tonight, the concert will be after Cardinal baseball. And, of course, our concerts are broadcast by our friends at Standard of Beaverdale, Southeast Iowa's service home center for both the building professional and the do-it-yourselfer. And, of course, Beckman TV and Appliance, your brand choice experts for both TV, appliances, and great service. Our concert master tonight is beginning his 55th season with this band. He has been a concert master. He's been a conductor. He is the inheritor of Herbie's Little German Band. He has his son in the orchestra, or rather in the band, and his daughter-in-law as well. Please give a warm welcome tonight to Mike Locknett and the Burlington Municipal Band.
Thank you, Steve. And we'll start the concert this evening. Since we are close to the 4th of July, I decided we would perform a concert kind of celebrating our nationhood. And we'll start, who's more American than John Philip Sousa? So we'll start with a march of his celebrating, some people would say, the great state of Texas. And also another friend of mine. And don't worry, we'll get around to Iowa, too. But here's Daughters of Texas by John Philip Sousa. Thank you. before we continue, we sure want to invite you to come and take advantage of the summer snow shaved ice folks over here. It's very good, and it even tastes good tonight when it's not so hot. So we want to invite you there. Continuing how our nation was built, several years ago came a movie, How the West Was Won, and kind of showed the story of the movement Western from out east. And this was kind of a special movie for me in a way, because back then my folks didn't let us go to movies all the time. And I got to go see this one. And 1 week later, we got to go see another movie, which was Lawrence of Arabia. And never did we ever get to see two movies 2 weeks in a row. So that was a memory. But anyways, How the West Was Won. We'll hear How the West Was Won, the theme, A Home in the Meadow. I'm bound for the farmer's promised land, no goodbye, on the banks of the Sacramento, when Johnny comes marching home, and the battle hymn of the Republic. Some music from the movie How the West Was Won. Thank you. America's more beloved composers was Leroy Anderson, which you've heard many of his tunes, the typewriter song, the Irish Washerwoman, and others. He, for many years, was a composer for the Boston Pops Orchestra. But here tonight, we're going to play his Blue Tango. Well, now for the old-time fans of Monty Python's Flying Circus, it's time for something completely different. And tonight we're welcoming one of our band members, Diane Beckel, on the bass clarinet, who will play us a bass clarinet solo. It's entitled "The Old Grumbly Bear," and bass clarinets don't get to do solos. You never. It's always the trumpets or the trombones or maybe the clarinets.
And that's why we're always grumbly.
Yeah, well, that's why she's always grumbly. That could be. So hear this from Julius Fučík, who was a Czechoslovakian composer of the late 1800s. So here's the Grumbly Old Bear.
Thank you.
Well, I told you we'd get around to Iowa, and Iowa has its own Carl King from Fort Dodge, Iowa, longtime director of that band. And also in Iowa, in the old days anyway, we always liked circuses. That was a big entertainment when they came around to the small towns. So, and Carl King wrote several marches for the circus music, and here's what I think is his best, which most entails the excitement and everything that goes along with circus. This is his Barnum and Bailey's favorite. Well, one of the great American idioms is jazz, and one of my favorites of the big bands is Duke Ellington. So we'll play a selection here entitled Duke Ellington's Sophisticated Ladies. You will hear Don't Get Around Much Anymore, which is kind of the story of my life. But I melt sympathy whenever I can get it. Anyway, don't get around much anymore. Mood Indigo, Caravan, and Sophisticated Lady. Duke Ellington. Thank you. Acknowledge the solos played on that last one were Derek Murphy and Alicia Orth, and Jim Preve on the trombone, and Vidya Malangi on the clarinet solo. And we want to once again thank Two Rivers Bank for their sponsorship of tonight's concert, and also I would like to give a personal thank to Two Rivers Bank for giving my son meaningful employment. So, well, continuing on. Another great act of American music is country western music, and one of the stars, you don't hear too much of him anymore, but the past few years of western music was Willie Nelson. So here's our arrangement of Willie Nelson in concert. You'll hear "A Good-Hearted Woman," for all the girls I've loved before, and "On the Road Again." And once again, we'll hear a solo by Derek. So Willie Nelson in concert.
Thank you.
there are many unknown heroes in our American history, and among them are six Coast Guard aviators, two pilots, James L. Brees and Eugene Rhodes, and two flight engineers, Herbert Rodd, and radio operator E.H. Howard, and Walter Hinton, Elmer Fowler Stone, and Albert Cushing Reed. And nobody's ever heard of them, but these were all Coast Guard and naval aviators who were the first people to fly across the Atlantic Ocean. It wasn't Lindbergh. He flew alone. But in May 8th of 1919, they boarded a Curtiss NC flying boat, and they embarked on a flight across the Atlantic Ocean. They did have to stop from New York. They stopped in Newfoundland, and they did stop in the Azores. But they made it across. And this boat, it was designated NC, and it was the fourth one in that line, so it was designated NC-4, was written on the wing and on the side. And to commemorate that, James Bigelow wrote a march entitled the NC-4, which we will perform now. I saw last week somebody had on their a little graph on their Facebook page, and it was how I learned about classical music. And it was a little graph there, and it showed opera a little bit, going to symphony concerts, got to be a little more. From the radio, I got to be a little higher. And finally, Looney Tunes, off the chart. Well, a friend of mine suggested that we play something from Looney Tunes. That I guess that kind of shows you the kind of people I hang with, or the kind of people they hang with. Either way, here's Looney Tunes Overture, and it's the three of the themes that we used to hear. And it's This Is It, The Merry-Go-Round Broke Down, and Merrily We Roll Along. Looney Tunes Overture. Thank you. Real quickly, we want to again thank Two Rivers Bank and announce that next week the concert will be, it sounds like nepotism here, but it's my daughter-in-law, Carmen Lochnit. And we want to thank you for coming, and I do want to thank the band. And as Steve said, I've been, this is like 55 years, and the last couple, 3 years, I think it's the best the band has ever been in my memory. It's really fun to conduct. You really do well. So real quick at the end, we have Building America. The railroads built America, played a big part. So here we'll play the Wabash Cannonball, and then we'll end with our traditional Stars and Stripes Forever. The Wabash Cannonball.